Meanwhile, I had something to do. I looked around and found some small stones, and tearing a piece off the street map, I made a parcel out of it all, tying it securely with an elastic band I'd used to pull back my hair. Then I threw the package into the river, where it sank immediately and was pulled away underneath by the force of the current. I felt relieved. More than relieved. Pleased.
But your experiences? Theo prompted.
Oh, yes, the atmosphere, it doesn't feel right sometimes. It gets cold in here, even with the heating on. Doors slam in the night. Things move, stuff like that.
You've actually seen them being moved?
Ness queried. A burst of nervous laughter escaped Barbara.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to cope with that. They're just, you know, not where I know I've put them.
Like the keys, Adelaide pointed out.
Like the keys, Barbara agreed. And sometimes things are all upskilled. The fruit bowl, usually, apples everywhere. I've come down several times in the morning to find that.
Thanks for letting me stay. Not everyone would allow a woman who'd broken into their home to sleep over. Well, I'm not every man. In fact, if my ex-girlfriend is right, I'm barely a man at all. I snorted. He was funny, as well as kind. David took his place opposite me again, raising the cup of coffee to his lips, then thinking better of it and placing it on the table. Well, thank you anyway. I appreciate it. So, my door, he replied. Did you pick the lock or... Oh, I just used a simple trick to open it. Apprentice-level magic. Kleptomancy. It's the kind of thing you learn on day one. David did his slow nod again. I see. Do you? Almost definitely not. Oh. Magic? He said. Magic, I clarified. And by magic, you obviously mean... Magic.
I almost don't remember stabbing her. Or any of them. What led to that is still a blur. I just remember holding on to the knife and seeing it in her stomach as the blood turned her white jumper a beautiful crimson. The others just stood watching. No one said anything. It was nearly normal. But then when I looked her in the eye and saw the hurt and the shock, I realized what I'd done. But she is me. And as I stand, blood dripping from my face and the wound in my stomach, I wonder which one of us I am.
So, are you and Uncle Dave like... Like what?
You know,
doing it. I felt blood rush to my face. What? No, of course not. Gross. Nope. She lifted her hands up.
Hey, you know, okay, God. You just look like a couple and that.
Well, we're not. At all. I mean, no way. Anyway, you're only 13. Aren't you a little young for this sort of conversation?
I'm a teenager, Stella. I've had boyfriends, you know.
It was a few months after the warrant, sometime in November or December 1660, that one young Englishwoman actually stepped on the London stage as the first swallow to signify the long hot summer of the English actress. We do not, and shall presumably never know her name, though we know the play, The Moor of Venice, and the part, Desdemona.
I didn't let on at first, of course. Thought I'd see how the land lay. But when this suited bit of a kid started asking the most rude and personal questions, well, I'm afraid I saw red. I had a damn good try at fetching his eye out, and I'd have had it clean out of its socket if he hadn't pressed one of them alarm buttons and had half the police station running in to help. I can tell you, I was quite pleased with the mess I made. I'm not as young as I used to be,